Mia. I don't wish to bring up the terrible subject of the cup final while we're all in here, you know. But for me, you see, I don't know anything about football, right? But it would have been nice to see Brighton win it tonight, you know, because of that. Wish you hadn't said that. Manchester United are winning 3-0. Sorry. Charts at number 3. Thank you very much. This is a song off the album which nobody likes except us. It's called Revelations, this one. We'll be right back. themselves, all right?
Yeah.
Any of you were here last night, were we? Not very many. I think it's about time we did a little bit of the old stuff for you. This is a song all about a young lady. Goes by the name. This is about a young lady who is also, by reputation, happens to be a prostitute. A lady goes by the name of Charlotte the Harlot. Any of you with a spare 15 quid should by now know where we discovered her to be living on the Number of the Beast album. A new address and what have you. Number 22! She won't hear that, you know. Number 22! Number 22! I keep surrounding you!
Yeah! Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 666.
Yeah! and Steve were just saying how much we're enjoying it tonight. It's a fucking good gig, you know? We're really having a good time. This does happen now. Then we have a quick chat about the wedding, the price of fish, you know? This says, this is a song which happens about once every 3 years, written by Mr. David Murray over here. This one, a bit like an elephant having a baby, you know, very difficult to accomplish, and when it happens, you know, it takes rather a long time. But here it is. It's a song all about, as I said last night, apparently there's this guy on the radio who I never listened to, but I met him the other day, a guy called Peter Powell, right? And, I know he's a bit of a dodgy character, you know, he's a bit of a weirdo, but I mean, he did say the other day that he likes this song, so he's gone up 100,000 million percent in my estimation, you know, as a result of it. It's a song, it's called Still Life. Thank you. song which concerns science fiction books, heavy metal urbits, and all kinds of strange things kicking around. This is all about a song which Steve wrote on the album, which was originally going to be called Dune, right? After this book he read by an American author called Frank Herbert, this one. And it was all going to come out on the album as per usual until Mr. Herbert decided that he hates heavy metal bands, rock and roll bands, long hair, denim, the whole bit. He just happens to be a bit strange like that. And whatever we thought about the fact that being on the album, it would be a great advert for his book and all the rest of it, he didn't really care. And he said that if we could put it on called Dune, he'd sue us, he'd stop the album coming out and do a whole pile of other very unpleasant things. He's therefore not the most popular guy with us in Iron Maiden at the moment. I'm not allowed to say on stage exactly what we think of him because we might get sued in the next week for calling him a cunt or something. Yeah. $50,000, that, isn't it? This one got had to be retitled from Dune. We decided to call it To Tame a Land. Right, we'll fuck off and let everybody get on with it. Thank you.
Oh,
halfway. Mr. Adrian Smith's famous pair of red and black trousers over here. Come here. They've been washed, I tell no lie, these trousers have been washed only once since the beginning of the tour, right? And something which I think they're going to go walking off on their own one of these days, something like that. At the back here on the drums, Mr. Animal and the very strange name of Mr. Nico McBray! And finally, a massive and tremendous thank you to everybody for turning up tonight, selling the show out, making the album number three, and we've had a fucking great time tonight. God bless you. Love it. Well, what are you going to do about it?